1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be imitating me in the way that I follow the Anointed One. Now I praise you that you remember everything about the way I lived, and you hold tightly unto the instructions which I delivered to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is the Anointed One, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of the Anointed One is God. Every man, when praying or prophesying, having his head down or lowered, signaling an attitude of submission to another man or men, dishonors his own head, the Anointed One. And every woman, praying or prophesying, with her head uncovered, dishonors her head, the man. For it is the same as if she were shaved bald. For if a woman is not covered, let her also be shaved. But if it is shameful for a woman to have her hair cut or to be shaved, let her be covered. For a man is obligated not to have his head covered, a sign of submission to human authority, because he possesses the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of man. You see, the man was not taken out of the woman, but the woman was taken out of the man. Therefore the man was not made for the woman, but the woman was made for the man. For this reason, the woman should have a sign of her submission to authority on her head for the sake of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord neither is the woman complete without the man, nor the man complete without the woman. For as the woman was taken out from the man, so the man also comes out from the woman, but all things are from God. Make this judgment for yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God uncovered? Doesn't even nature teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her as a covering. But if anyone has a strong disagreement about this, we have no such custom, neither do the gatherings of the called out ones of God. But in giving you the following instructions, I do not praise you. You are not coming together for the better, but for the worse. But first of all, when you come together in the gathering of the called out ones, I hear that divisions exist among you, and I partly believe it. For it is inevitable that separations occur among you so that it can be clear who those are who are approved by God. When therefore you assemble yourselves together, the supper you eat is not of the Lord. For in your eating each one takes his own meal before the other. One goes hungry, and another is drunk. What? Don't you have houses in which to eat and drink? Or don't you value the gathering of the called out ones of God, and so shame those who don't have much? What should I say to you? Should I praise you? I don't praise you in this matter. For I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, during the meal, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Remember me when you do this. In the same way also he took the cup after they had eaten their meal, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it together, remember me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup together, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord, being unworthy, will be liable for the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat out of the bread and drink of the cup. For whoever still eats and drinks, but does not discern the Lord's body, and drinks in an irreverent manner, and so eats and drinks judgment upon himself. This is the reason that many among you are weak and sick, and some have even died, physically and or spiritually. But if we rightly discern our own responsibility with respect to the other members, we will not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we will not be condemned along with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. If anyone is too hungry to wait for the others, let him eat at home, so that your coming together is not for judgment. And the remaining matters I will arrange when I come. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.